Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
something I do every so often on this Dr. Jazz Hour program is to explore the many hundreds of songs that have evolved into being jazz standards by being recorded over and over again by jazz singers and musicians. I believe that for music lovers to really appreciate jazz, it helps a lot to be familiar with these songs. Most of these standards were composed years ago by the great songwriters. I will first play a vocal version and then an instrumental of the same. Our first of seven standards presented today is It Could Happen to You, composed by Jimmy Van Heusen with lyrics by Johnny Burke for the 1944 Hollywood movie And the Angels Sing. Lurleen Hunter sang it in 1956 on her Nightlife album. Valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer and pianist Bill Evans collaborated on It Can Happen to You in 1959 with Percy Heath on bass and Connie Kaye on drums.
Hide your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms could be.
Thank you.
We are listening to jazz standards on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Duke Ellington composed Just a Sittin' and a Rockin' in 1941 and recorded it with Rosemary Clooney in 1956 on the album Blue Rose. Tenor man Jimmy Forrest and a big band led by Oliver Nelson did it in 1962 from the album Soul Street.
For no talking, my baby's gone and left me just a sitting and a rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, he'd never have left me. Just a sitting and a rocking. Sitting all day without holding my baby makes me so blue and sad. If he don't hurry and come back, it's a cinch to drive me mad. If I don't find him, I hope you'll remind him that I'm staying where he left me, just a sitting and a rocking. Sitting all day without holding my baby makes me so blue and sad. If he don't hurry and come back, it's a cinch to drive me mad. If I don't find him, I hope you'll remind him that I'm staying where he left me, just a sitting and a rocking all day.
Thank you.
The next jazz standard presented on this Dr. Jazz Hour is Too Marvelous for Words, written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer in 1937. Singing duo and married couple Jackie Kane and Roy Kral sang it in 1988 on their Full Circle release. Guitarist Earl Klugh and trio did Too Marvelous for Words in 1991.
I search for phrases to sing your praises, but there aren't any magic adjectives to tell you all you are. You're just to marvel. Just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful, too marvelous.
Jazz Standards is the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. What a Difference a Day Made was originally a Mexican song from 1959, with English lyrics added later. Rene Marie recorded it in 2000 with the trio. Violinist Stefan Grappelli and guitarist Barney Kessel collaborated on What a Difference a Day Made in 1969.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss is heaven. When you find romance on your menu, what a difference a day made. And the difference is you. Thank you.
This set will present the standard When Lights Are Low, written by alto saxophonist Benny Carter in 1936. Denise Donatelli sang it in 2010 on her When Lights Are Low album. Lionel Hampton did it in 1939 with an all-star large combo.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow, strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Hearts revealing, music half charms. Life is so appealing with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, about the weather, baby, when the lights are low. Two hearts revealing, music charms. Life is so appealing with inspiration in your lips, meeting soft and tender.
Love.
soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low?
Jerome Kern and Arto Harbach wrote Yesterdays for the Broadway musical Roberta of 1933. Marilyn Scott recorded it in 2004 on the album Nightcap. You'll hear Latin vibraphonist Cal Chater do Yesterdays from his Chater Plays Mambo of 1956.
Days, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days, olden days, golden days, days of bad romance and love. Then youth was mine, truth was mine, joyous, free, and flaming life, forsooth was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of yesterday's days that were happy, sweet. days. Days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days. Olden days, golden days. Days of mad romance and sweet love. Then youth was mine, and truth was mine. Joyous, free, and flaming light, forsooth, was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of yesterday's. Today I'm dreaming when love was mine.
Our last standard of the day is It Might As Well Be Spring by Rodgers and Hammerstein for the 1945 film State Fair. Sarah Vaughan recorded it in 1950. Trombonist Carl Fontana did an instrumental version in 1985 with a quartet.
in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? Keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I had never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. And that's why I feel this way, and yet I know it's not spring today, but it might as well. Ha ha ha!
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.